Let us prepare our heart by studying some of the passages. Let's turn to the book of John. John chapter 8. Verse 1. The English Bible should start from chapter 7, the last verse. And the Chinese Bible start from chapter 8, verse 1. English Bible, chapter 7, verse 53. And everyone went to his own house. And then chapter 8, verse 1. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Usually, some people ask us, what do you do every day? Some of the answers are very typical, except school, family, and the church, right? Most of you, after you graduate from school, is your work, your home, and church. But when Jesus was in his ministry, you almost can define Jesus always in the temple. And then another location is in the mountain, and then together with multitude, sometimes in the ocean side, and sometimes in the wilderness, and sometimes in the big city. Now, and chapter 7, last verse, say everybody went back home. Why do they have to went back home? Because home is a place very loving, very warm, and very caring. So after a person had been working hard for the whole day, and home is a place we can go, and we can rest to refresh ourselves, so that the second day we can continue our journey. That is a place. Home is so important. So if we have a very wonderful home, a wonderful family, it's a blessing of God. So everybody went back home. But Jesus Christ made a very unusual decision. He went to the Mount of Olives. He made a decision which is different from everybody has been doing. I think just like the reason you are here is quite different from most of your classmate or your friend has been doing during the time of holiday. The time of holiday you are supposed to have fun, supposed to relax. If you stay home, probably now you are still sleeping, right? You are still home, probably in the meantime, you are still awake. Right. Relax a little bit. But you choose to come to the church. And this is not an easy decision, but this is a very important decision. Just like Jesus Christ went to the Mount of Olives. And he went to the Mount of Olives, there must be a reason why he chose make a different decision than most of people, just like you are here. You must have a reason to be here. And that exactly what we have to think about before we pray. We know that everyone, sooner or later in our life, in a very particular period of time or in a very particular location, always make a lot of meaning to us. To me, when I was in college, there was a college youth spiritual convocation, just like CYC here. About 99 people attend. That was in, I think, 1970 something. Are you born yet? not yet, right? 70. 99 people attend. And God was really working there. And 99 people attended, I think eventually more than 10 people, they don't become a full-time minister. So that was a very fruitful CYSC. I still remember in that CYSC, we studied the book of Revelation. And everybody was so awakened spiritually. Yeah, they are so refreshed spiritually and strengthened. And they really are edified. So in our whole life, probably one of particular CYSC or in a particular location will make our faith so much different. And probably this CYSC is one of them. So why did Jesus went to the top of Olives? I think there must be a few reasons we can think about. The first reason, when we go up to the mountain, the first we experience is we are further and further away from the mountain world. We become more quiet, not entangled by a lot of things. We become ourselves alone there, enjoy a very quiet moment. So that's the reason many people like to hike the mountain. And when reach to the top, they just enjoy that kind of loneliness there, tranquility there. And church, spiritually speaking, is a mountain. When we come to the church, usually we temporarily set ourselves aside from the world so we can enjoy a short moment of tranquility. You know, nowadays, if you try to experience something very primitive. It's the best way is to join the ministry in Africa. When you go to the countryside, anything related to the electricity, you just cannot see it. No telephone, no text, no mobile phone, no electricity, nothing. Is that good or bad? Is that good or bad? Well, for one point, it's very good. Why? Because your heart is so simple. You have nothing to worry about. You have no email to check, right? And no online shopping or nothing. You have nothing. So in that kind of environment, it's so easy to concentrate our mind. To pray, tranquility. But nowadays, we have been entangled so much by the world. Even you live in your own home, through the internet, you're still connected with the outside world. So when you come here, this is a spiritual mountain. Of course, the best way is not to use a rule and regulation, try to guide us. The best way is the self-motivation. You know, in Africa volunteer training, it will be the 10th time next week in London. They have no rule and regulation. Sometimes it was about 30 or 40 people attend. No rule and regulation. And everybody just behaves so peaceful and so orderly. Why? Because everybody go there with a purpose. So there's no rule for regulation because everybody know what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is not good. They are self-motivated. When we come here, the best way is self-motivated. And the reason I'm here, because I want to be here, not because somebody asked me to be here. If I myself want to be here, then I know what to do. It will be the best for me to be here. And one of the important thing is temporary, set ourselves aside from the outside world so we can climb up to the top of the mountain. So unless it's necessary, if you can disconnect all your social media or unnecessary contact with the outside world, and then it will help us to have a tranquility in our heart. And when we have tranquility in the heart, it's so easy to concentrate our mind in spiritual pursuit. So we are like a spiritual ego. You know, the ego just transcends the world. Even the ego has its own net. And the ego has to find some food to eat. But when you see the ego roaring around on top of the mountain, skied, so freely, spiritually we are like an ego. So if we can get rid of a lot of worldly thought in our heart, worldly entanglement, then spiritually we were able to fly higher and higher. When we fly higher and higher, we feel so close to God. We can see half of long, long distance. So mountain, you can see it's a tranquility there. So Jesus Christ also transfigured on the top of the mountain. Let's turn to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, verse 28. And now it came to pass about 8 days after this saying, and he took Peter, John, and James and went up on the mountain to pray. So Peter, James, and John went up to the mountain to pray. So they purposely went up to the mountain to pray. So a lot of time we encourage a church member, you come to the church and pray. Well, God is everywhere. How can I not pray in my own home? Yes, you can pray everywhere. God is everywhere. And how come I have to come to the church? Because church is spiritually like a mountain. And you climb up to the mountain, it's easy to pray with concentration and easy to have a more effective prayer. And then in that prayer, they saw Jesus transfigured. All the countenance shine the glorious light. And in the second Peter, when Peter was in a very advanced age, he still remembered that kind of transfiguration vividly. It seems that spiritual experience inscribed in his own heart and transformed his life. So it's good for us to spend a few days on top of the mountain and pray. And we can spiritually be transformed. And if we look into our schedule, we have about 1 hour of prayer time. So we are going to reserve about 30 minutes of prayer. 30 minutes probably, compared with our daily prayer, is probably a little bit short. A little bit too long, right? But compared with a TDP, it's a little bit short. TDP every day, they pray about morning 1 hour and afternoon 1 hour. If we join the Africa ministry, right? You visit the country in Africa every morning, mandatory, pray for 1 hour. And that prayer really very helpful. And also, we encourage everyone to fast and pray. The reason is not because you are required. No. The reason is because this is a very real opportunity that we really can focus ourselves in prayer. I know most of you, or a lot of you, fast every day, right? And without prayer. Because you sleep late, you get up late, and then you just rush to the class. And that kind of fast, no spiritual effect. But right now, you're fasting here. That's a very powerful spiritual effect. Fast is to show our sincerity before God. You know, to eat breakfast is so delicious, right? A cup of coffee is so wonderful. Even the smell is good too. And fast is to show God, I have very strong desire. I want to be close to you. I want you to listen my prayer. So I would like to temporarily set aside the fulfillment, that desire, to show my sincerity. All right. So you will stay here about 6 days, which means you fast six mornings. So you are encouraged, not you are required. And fasting prayer, our sin can be forgiven. Fasting prayer, our faith can be strengthened. When fasting prayer, our weakness can be strengthened. And fasting prayer, whatever we desire in our heart will be answered by God. So fasting prayer is very powerful.